The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home, your world is limitless. The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home, your world is limitless.
Good morning, all. Ryan Tuberty with you this Tuesday. Oh, it's Wednesday. Gosh, we've just gained today. That's wonderful. It's the 2nd of September 2020. We're here till 10 o'clock. Text number is 51551. That's already busy this morning. You can email ryan@rte.ie. I posted a footage of the Late Late Show studio the other morning, looking very forlorn. Not me, the studio. And thank you to Laura and her friends at Badass Cushions. They said, we spotted your Insta story about your late and the lack of studio audience. And, you know, maybe you'd like this cushion. And they're making Irish cushions. And it's a pretty funky cushion of a dog and a scarf with a pair of glasses. And I thought, okay. I was never a fan of that stuff with dogs playing snooker or dogs queue and go to the toilet. I don't. Maybe it's ironically funny now. But I don't know why. You know, it's kind of, I did enjoy reading the girls a series of books when I was a kid called Harry McClary from Donaldson's Dairy. Do you remember that series? They were great fun. But dogs playing snooker, not so much. But these cushions are pretty cool. And Badass Cushions, you'll find them if you go online. And in the continuing vibe, a handbook bindery company. They're in business there in Cork. I want to wish them well this morning. Barbara Hubert sent a beautiful journal for your notes and musings, which I actually was looking for, which is great. So thank you kindly for that. I'm not fishing for this, but what I actually am looking for at the moment is, I've gone into several shops to try and find them, is I've got about 6 pairs of glasses. Don't ask why, but I need them more and more with every day. And the problem is, when you buy a pair of glasses, you get a big clunky box to put them in. Whereas I kind of want to put them in my pocket because I don't wear them all the time. And I'm trying to find soft glasses holder. But I can't find them anywhere. Steerings and suggestions welcome. You don't have to send a 5,000 in your kindness and decency. If you want to send a steer, say, go there, you'll get them there. 51551, that's great. Because they're only 50p, like, it's not like a big deal, but it would help me enormously because I need to carry them with me at all times. I sat down and watched a preview of a documentary that's going to be on RT1 television tonight at 9:35. And the reason I'm saying that is because it is a fascinating program called McGuinness, about Martin McGuinness. And it is a documentary that doesn't go on forever, which is very welcome because most of the streaming channels just have these endless, boring 6-part documentaries that only need to be one part. And that's why the McGuinness people behind it, the team behind it, have done a beautiful job. Complicated man. No question about that. Controversial man. No question about that. I've interviewed him, had interviewed him several times in his latter years, obviously as a Deputy First Minister in Northern Ireland and friend of Ian Paisley. So the documentary charts the sulphurous beginnings and the violent career that then morphed into one of peace and friendship with, as I say, the likes of the DUP, who knew. And it's just an intriguing, complicated story, very, very well told. It's on at 9:35 tonight. If I didn't like it, I simply wouldn't mention it. But I loved it, and it comes with a massive recommendation. I have a Martin McGuinness story that I'll tell you maybe later on in the programme. It was a very strange thing about Martin McGuinness, a van, me and the White House. I'll tell you about that someday. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow, I'll see. But I just want to go back to Washington because there's a great photo on the front of the Irish Examiner of a Ballina man who has shown his family pride as he endorses his cousin's efforts to become President of the United States of America. His name is Joe Blewitt, 41. Had nothing but praise for Joe Biden, who's running against Donald Trump. Blewitt operates a heating and plumbing business in Mayo and has had went as far as to add his work van to mix, using it as a canvas for a witty endorsement. The sign done locally in Ballina reads, "Joe Biden for the White House and Joe Blewitt for your house." Good man. That's enterprising. I like his style. Father of Three explained how he came up with the idea. I was doing a job in Ballinagh one day. Couldn't find parking, so I went around to this man who used to do sign writing for me before. And he said, sure, look, would you do it? And your man said, yeah, sure, did in a week. And now, that I heard Henry Healy on the radio yesterday, I think it was, talking about Barack Obama and Irish America. It was on Lively. And he was very good, actually, Henry, very articulate talking about Irish America. And equally, if Joe Biden does get the gig, I'm feeling it's a little less likely with every day at the moment, but that's just me in a politically pessimistic place in that regard. We shall see. But if Joe Biden makes it to the White House, I would imagine Joe Blewett will be parking his van outside the colonnaded front portico of the in Pennsylvania Avenue. Echolive.ie reporting on one of my favourite things I ever did was a report when I was much, much, much younger. I went to a sweet factory in Cork, and Shandon Sweets, which was run by Dan and Tony Lennon. And I went around, they showed me how to make bullseyes and clove rock and pear drops, some of my favourites. And it shut down for a little while, but it's reopened, is what I'm trying to say. After being shut down for months, of course, due to coronavirus, they're back in action. Shandon Sweets, a renowned family business in Cork for many decades, is welcoming customers back. So if you're in the area, go in and support them. You know, keep it local, shop local. They've been there for years and years and years. And one of their most favourite products is called, is it Bruise or Bruss, which is the leftover shrapnel from the main batches of the sweets. You know, you do the same with chips. But that's it. It's on John Redmond Street. And all the sweets are made on the premises using the same ingredients since 1920. Sugar, sucrose, syrup and water. Sounds vile, but actually it's very tasty. So go forth and support. I thoroughly agree with Paul Reid of the HSE. He's the CEO. He tweeted last night, the misuse of social media can be so cruel to young people sometimes. We all likely did some things when younger that we regretted. So let's not publicly shame, but let's redouble our efforts to communicate the dangers of this virus to everyone. Think mental health too. Great message. Was only saying something similar yesterday morning. When there was talk of getting into quick trigger happy shaming, which is all the rage on social media, sadly. And he's so right. And I saw Norma Foley on the news last night with Katrina Perry and David McCullough, who are doing a wonderful job on 6-1. But Norma Foley was, I just thought, very measured. I get the sense that after an initial sense of kind of chaos in the current government, that they are starting to settle the horses a bit. That the messaging is sort of becoming more cohesive, that we're all calmed down. I think after Golfgate, and we all went, okay, we got a lot of stuff off our chest there, and now it's time to refocus, keep it on the schools, keep it maybe down the line the pubs. I mean, that seems to be murmuring along, and if we can handle the schools, we can move on to the pubs. But softly, softly, catchy monkey. I think we're in a much better place this week than we were a week, two, three, 4 weeks ago. And just things are beginning to feel a bit under control. Even when that school, Claire Byrne announced at the end of her show yesterday that one school in Dublin was sending a class home. I felt that there was no panic about it. Everyone, okay, we were told it was going to be that. The class went back, not even the whole school shut down. It wasn't panic, it wasn't chaotic. So I think there's a sense of, you know, resilience, living with it, marching forward, waiting on the vaccine, waiting on the good times, but we can do this. I'm feeling very, very hopeful about all of that. And lest we forget, National Services Day, big update for that. That's going to be happening on Saturday. So at 3 o'clock this Saturday, what they're hoping is they'll have the Irish Air Corps, will have a flyover of Dublin City Centre. All church bells across the country will ring out. So think about that. It's going to be really beautiful. And they're asking all emergency services to bring their vehicles outside their bases, turn on the lights and sound their sirens. And if you're driving in your car, honk your horn, all right, at 3 o'clock on Saturday. Or if you're at home or in your work, come outside and make some noise, clap and cheer. So this is a sensible thing to do because it's National Services Day, which we enjoyed celebrating so much on the first Late Late Show of the season last September. It's great. Do you remember in England they started doing it every week, and I think people started going, oh, how do you stop? How do you stop without looking like a villain? Whereas this makes perfect sense to do it right. And actually, just briefly back on the education thing, I think a lot of people are broadly very happy with what happened to the Department of Education last night. I don't care if it's a U-turn, an upturn, a downturn, a sideway turn, just do the right thing and don't worry about the consequences, particularly if they're right for and good for everybody. But they cleverly watched across the water to the UK, saw the bags they made of that and said, ah, we won't be having any of that. And that's what is great when you have a canary to go down the mine for you, so you don't make the same mistake. So well done on that.